Welcome to another edition of ECAC Hockey Decision Makers. What a treat, what a thrill. Champion, ECAC champion, U.S. Olympian, Rory Gilday. Rory, welcome aboard. Great to have you.
Thank you for having me, Pierre.
I'm looking forward to speaking with you. You're a young lady from Minnesota. All that hockey going on out there. How'd you end up at Cornell?
It's a great question. You know, I feel like it's a common path for a Minnesotan to kind of just stay in Minnesota, but I wanted to branch out a little bit, I think, and ended up visiting Cornell and other schools out east. And I just not only fell in love with the place as a whole, but mostly the type of people that went there and that I met when I visited. And the rest is history.
Izzy Daniel was one of your teammates. She's a Minnesotan as well. Did she play a role in you going out to Cornell?
I didn't really know Izzy that well before I ended up at Cornell because, you know, we made the decisions when we were really young. That was before the rule. Yeah. So I committed to Cornell when I was a freshman in high school, which sounds crazy. So I did not know Izzy at the time. No.
Your coach is somebody that when he was a player at Cornell, I was coaching at St. Lawrence, and I always thought he was a tremendous talent. He played almost 14 years of pro hockey. Doug Darrow, what was it like to play for him?
Yeah. His coach is fantastic. You know, the first thing that jumps to my mind is not even really about his coaching, but more about who he is as a human being. He just has so much care for everyone in his world. And he just truly wants what's best for you and will help you get to where you want to go. But also as a coach, like you said, he was a fantastic player, and he's also been around in the game for a long time. So he's super knowledgeable, and not only that, but he continuously gets better with the times too.
One of the things that's really fun to watch about the ECAC women's programs is how competitive night in and night out. With their one rival that you said, you know what, I just want to put the boots to these ladies. I can't stand them. Was there one of those?
Yeah. I think the first that comes to mind is Colgate, our travel partners. We always had some tough battles against them. And I think that made it extra sweet to come out on top.
It's amazing how good Cornell and Colgate were at the same time, especially over your time. My son was playing on the men's team of Colgate when you were playing at Cornell, and I watched some of those games, and I was blown away by how freaking mean they were. They were
feisty games. And I think also part of it was kind of a love-hate relationship, because like we do in the ECAC, we played two different teams on the weekend, like the travel partners. And we were kind of glad that they're such a tough team, because then maybe they could wear down the team we were going to play the next night. So, yeah.
One of the cool things about you is you've made the jump from being an American in the Midwest, going to an Ivy League school in the ECAC, Cornell University, and now you're playing the PWHL in Canada, in the capital of Canada. How easy an adjustment or hard of an adjustment has it been for you, Rory?
It's been a smooth transition, I feel like, and I think I have a lot of credit to my teammates for that. You know, we have such a great group of girls in the locker room who really care, and a core of veterans that have been around the game, Brianne Jenner being one of them, former Cornell alum as well. And so just following their lead each day and listening to what they have to say just kind of made it smooth sailing.
You talked about Brianna Jenner. I did a lot of Olympic games that she played on, but she didn't play for the team you're going to be playing for. She played for the other guys.
Yeah. Well,
how does that go? When you made Team USA, what was her remarks to you?
She was fantastic, of course. Give me a big hug. And she was super, super nice. Yeah.
What are you looking forward to the most going over to Milan and being part of USA Hockey?
I think just experiencing that with my teammates, you know, this stretch of training before we've gotten to this point has been long, but it's been very fun to spend more time with each other, because usually in a given year, we don't get to spend that much time with these people. So I think just kind of soaking it all in with the girls and kind of relishing in that moment, and also playing some hockey, of course.
Has there been any mentorship from Team USA in terms of people reaching out to you and saying, you know, we're so proud of you, we're so excited for you, but when you get there, these are things you need to pay attention to?
I mean, there's always going to be some of that, like logistics and stuff. But yeah, everyone's been fantastic. And I feel like right now we're at a point where just bringing each other up and just looking forward to when we get there.
You talked about the nasty rivalry between Colgate and Cornell on the women's side. It also exists on the men's side. How about how nasty the rivalry is between Canada and the USA?
You know, it's really something to be super fun to be a part of because of how long it's been around and how strong it is still throughout this whole time. And I don't think that'll ever go away. And it's something that's really special to experience every single time you get to play them.
What's the one thing when you play against Marie-Philippe Poulin, plays for Montreal in the PWHL and obviously a U.S. college player as well before she went to the Olympics and went to the national program. What's the one thing that stands out about her game you say as a defender? I got to take that away from her.
Yeah, I think her game kind of speaks for itself. But what I find as a defender is that she's always a threat to score, always a threat. And so you can't really let up for one single moment when you're out there against her.
You're a defender. Haley Wynn's a defender. You guys were rivals. Should we talk to Haley about, she's playing in Boston in the PWHL right now. How much you talk to Haley about going over to Milan together?
A good amount. You know, we've kind of been through this journey as some younger girls on the team together, and it's super fun. We're both super excited for each other and especially to get to spend that time together and experience it.
What was it like balancing hockey and academics at Cornell when you're playing such a rigorous schedule like you had to do for 4 years?
Yeah, you know, definitely a learning curve. I can say that I did not do very well on the school side of things my freshman year. I think I put all my eggs in one basket and that was hockey. And I would not recommend that for other people, but I finally figured out how to kind of manage my time better and kind of prioritize things. You know, we have some gaps in the day and I just find those moments to knock out a couple of school things. And because I knew myself pretty well. And after practice at night, there's no way I was doing homework at like 8 p.m. No chance. So my opportunities were to do it throughout the day and ended up working out.
You are an amazingly resilient young woman. I know that earlier in your life, you had to go through something pretty traumatic health-wise. How's your health now and how'd you battle through it?
My health's fantastic right now. You know, during that time, yeah, I feel like I've talked about it a good amount, but I was so lucky to have the support system I had and people rallying around me and allowing me to continue to do what I loved, participate in both soccer and hockey. But yeah, just really leaning on those around me. And I feel like also throughout that process, I myself had a pretty good mindset about it. I've always been a pretty positive person, but yeah.
Well, that's so great. And thank you for sharing that. I didn't want to put you in a bad spot, but I knew about it. I was fascinated by just how tough and resilient you truly are. And I think that speaks wonders and so many good things for you coming up with Team USA. What do you think the biggest thing that you ladies need to accomplish early in the tournament so that it doesn't become a grind for you, so that you're not like, oh my gosh, because I can tell you in 06, that women's team, they knew they were in trouble probably from the start. They didn't score enough. And eventually they ran into Kim Martin from Sweden and Kim knocked them out. It's the only time we've had an Olympic Games where Canada and the U.S. haven't played each other in the gold medal. What's the one thing you need to really worry about and establish early?
Yeah, you know, I feel like it's going to be those little details. It always comes down to the little details. And if you're not kind of establishing those and kind of locking those in from the get-go in the preliminary rounds, then it's going to be hard to kind of gather those in the medal rounds if you make it that far. So, yeah, I think tightening up those little details.
What did ECAC do to help get you ready for the PWHL and also the Olympics?
Yeah, great question. I think something that I love talking about with the ECAC is how every single game you showed up to play, you never knew, like it was always going to be a battle. And I thought that was super fun. It was never like, oh my gosh, like cakewalk tonight. Not one single team did we feel that way ever. And I feel like that is super, super similar in the PWHL. Like you don't know who's going to win each given night, and it's going to be a grind. It's going to be a battle. And I feel like that is super, super fun and exciting. It just makes you excited for every single game. And yeah, you learn a lot in those moments.
You had a chance to play at one of the legendary arenas in all of college hockey, Liner Rink. You called it home. And you talked about the rivalry with Colgate. Is there one rink in the league where you say, wow, this is spectacular. I love playing here.
Clarkson always had, I feel like they kind of matched our energy a little bit with their fan involvement and their band involvement and all the noise they got going on there, the horn. Their rink was pretty fun to play in because the fans would get involved and it'd get chippy in that way. So that was cool.
See, I'm a St. Lawrence guy, so you're supposed to say Appleton Arena, but that's
I liked okay. Appleton too. I liked Appleton a lot. Reminded me of an up north rink. We just didn't play great there. So,
oh, Rory, you're a good sport. No, I'm only joking, but in all seriousness, the one thing that blows me away, I just came back from Ireland. I did the four French, over there. And Harvard got to the final. They actually upset Minnesota Duluth, which was amazing. And the thing that blew me away was, all those games, and I saw four of them, they were all amazingly tight. And you just talked about it. How do you prepare yourself every night thinking this is going to be a one goal game one way or the other? Because in guys hockey, that doesn't happen very often.
Right. Yeah. You know, like you prepare for all the games the same then, and you find some consistency within not only the team, but also individually, like what works for you, what keeps you fresh and dialed for each and every game. For me, I like to stay a little looser and kind of don't not dwell too much on the past game, because especially in this league, there's a quick turnaround usually. So just kind of moving on and trying to improve after each and every game.
Where's your favorite place to go for dinner in the great city of Ottawa?
Great question. I love Pizza Nerds. They have really good pizza. We went to a team dinner to a fancier restaurant called Giovanni's, and that food was amazing. Amazing. Yep.
Have you been to Whalebone yet?
No, I have not.
It's not far from where you are living right now. I'm not going to say what street or where you're living, but you should try to go to Whalebone. It is a phenomenal place. It's not very far from where you're living right now.
What type of food?
That's really good. You're in the stretch run now before you head to Milan. Can you give us any details? When are you leaving? How are you getting there? Are you going as a team? Are you going individually? What's the plan?
Yeah, you know, I don't know full details quite yet, but I do know that the PWHL schedule goes up until January 28th. We have a game on January 28th. So I think we all leave the 29th and meet up in Milan.
That's great. Mm-hmm. And it's obviously your first Olympics. Do you look forward to seeing any other sports, or are you just going to focus just on hockey?
I'm super excited to see a lot of different sports. Obviously, hockey is the focus, but also trying to get as much out of the experience as possible and just kind of soak it all in.
Is there one sport that you grew up watching on TV and say, I can't wait to see that live?
I always loved watching the snowboarding. I thought that was pretty cool, but also the figure skating has always really, really impressed me. And it's always a fan favorite in my house.
This will be my eighth Olympics that I've had the honor of working. And one of the things, whenever I've gone to the Winter Olympics, I've always tried to watch speed skating because it's unbelievable to be in the oval. And I can tell you right now, the Dutch women are so fast. They're so amazingly powerful. It blows me away. As somebody that's skated his whole life, to see how fast and how talented they are, it's unbelievable. So I would just say this in a friendly kind of advice way. If you get a chance to go to the speed skating oval, go.
I definitely will.
It'll blow you away. Maybe you'll pick up some tips too. Not that you need them.
Maybe.
Not that you need them.
Your power, speed. Can always use that.
What's the biggest adjustment going from Cornell and the ECAC to playing in the PWHL?
I think obviously physicality is probably one that comes to the forefront of a lot of people's minds. It is true. It is much more physical. And I feel like a lot of that comes from just like people finishing their hits. And I find it very fun. You know, it's always been a part of my game. But it's still an adjustment because you then get bashed around just as much as you do the bashing. But I'm always like, if I can give it all, you got to take it. So, yeah, but it makes it really fun.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Were you not involved in a game where there was actually a fight?
Yes. Oh, like what kind of fight? Like a fist fight?
Like this.
I was not in the league quite yet. That was last year, I believe.
And so you're aware of that moment, right?
Yes. And I think they issued a statement being like, that is not a part of our game.
So I was curious if they had ever said anything to you ladies as a group saying, we don't want that.
Yeah. Fist fighting is just not like, that's for the NHL. It's not for us.
I love that. Great take by you. And I totally agree, by the way. And it even probably in the NHL needs to be looked at too. What's the advice that Coach Thera's giving you before you head over? Is he giving you any?
He's just supportive. You know, he's shooting me texts saying he's very proud of me. And, you know, I just think back to conversations we've had during the years. And he's always just like, be yourself, play your game, do what you do best. That makes you stand out, and trust that, like trust yourself and what you've done. You deserve to be there.
The Cornell experience is amazing, I think, on the hockey side of it, because it's really the only sport at Cornell, I would think anyways, where you have a legitimate chance both on the men and women's side to actually win a national championship in the Division I league, which I find unbelievable for an Ivy League school. How much time do you guys spend with the guys, like hanging out with the guy hockey players there?
Yeah, I think throughout with our program, I feel like we had a great relationship with them. You know, we had a shared space of the training room and those type of facilities, so we'd be interacting with them on a daily basis, and obviously we share the rink. So that they're super great. You know, we support each other both ways, and we'd go to their games, they'd come to ours, and yeah.
What's a Friday night like at Lionel Rink when you're watching as a spectator?
It's really fun. Obviously the guys get a huge crowd every single game, and I think there's no better place to play than Lina Rink, and just the atmosphere, the noise, and just like the passion. You can just feel it.
I can't thank you enough for doing this, Rory. I wish you all the best for the rest of this season with the PWHL, but I can't wait to watch you play in the Olympics. I'm so excited for you, young lady. Go over there and have a blast.
Thank you. And thank you for having me.
Always, Rory. Thank you so much. You've been watching another edition of ECAC Hockey Decision Makers, the Olympian, Rory Gilday. Go knock him out, Rory. Thank you.
Thank you.
The ECAC Hockey Championship returns to Lake Placid, New York this March. Witness the first ever ECAC Hockey Women's Championship in Lake Placid on March 6th and 7th, and the Men's Championship on March 20th and 21st. It happens at the legendary Herb Brooks Arena, the home of miracles.
You believe in miracles? Yes!
Don't miss the battle for the 2026 title and an NCAA bid. Tickets are on sale now at LakePlacidOlympicCenter.com. ECAC Hockey, the educated decision.